Hello, it's me, Gina Murphy Darling, aka Mrs. Green, and I am so excited to have sitting here next to me Jonathan Mabry, the president of the nonprofit Tucson City of Gastronomy. And other than the fact that I really like him, he was largely responsible for Tucson being designated as the first city in the United States to be designated as a UNESCO City of Gastronomy in 2015. So, Jonathan, tell us what all that means and how it's a gift that keeps on giving, because it really does.
Thanks for having me here. Yes, I am happy to talk to you today about what this designation means for Tucson. And let's start with what is UNESCO? UNESCO is the United Nations Education, Science, and Culture Organization. And that's been around since just after World War II. And UNESCO started the Creative Cities Network in 2004. And the network is comprised of 180 cities in 72 countries. And it is an association of cities around the world with objectives that emphasize strengthening international cooperation between cities that have recognized and integrated culture and creativity as strategic factors for sustainable development. So, an important thing to know is that gastronomy is just one of seven different creative fields that UNESCO recognizes and designates cities under, including crafts and folk art, design, film, literature, music, media arts, and of course, gastronomy. The designation means much more than we have great restaurants. UNESCO defines gastronomy more broadly than distinctive cuisine, to include food as what they call living cultural heritage. And UNESCO recognizes the value of both traditions and innovations in food systems. So what that means is that they are careful to describe food traditions as in what they call intangible heritage, which they conceive of as not stuck in time, unchanging, but as continuously recreated. So this is not freezing our food traditions in amber. This is recognizing that we have internationally significant food cultures in our community and many innovations in our food system that we should be recognized by this designation as a world leader in many ways in how we celebrate and conserve and continue to innovate in our food cultures.
How do people find out more about it?
Tucson.cityofgastronomy.org. People can not only learn more about UNESCO and the Creative Cities Network and this designation, but also find out more about the other 25 cities of gastronomy around the world and learn about what is this nonprofit organization doing with the designation.
Okay, everybody, past episodes of this program can now be heard at kxci.org on the Mrs. Green's World page. And if you want to know more about what's going on in Mrs. Green's World, you can come visit us too at mrsgreensworld.com, and we hope you do. Jonathan, thanks. It's great to finally have you here.